start out by saying, those of you who do a podcast that I listen to, I am way behind on my podcast listening, except for Big Fatty. I am up to date on Big Fatty. Well, after I listen to today's show, which I have not done yet, then I will be up to date. And I did hear, I was on the opening of his show last week. I think it was Tuesday, maybe? I don't remember. In any case, I am way far behind.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I am up to date, Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3701 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 12th of April, 2022, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day. Big Fatty, you sound much better today. Well, thank you. Thank you for calling. Hello, Glovies. Big Fatty, going old school. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're old school. I mean, you're Glovies today because, y'all, we are going old school. You know, I don't like to mention it, but Big Fatty is an international internet celebrity. And, like this past weekend, Big Fatty was asked to MC the Amazonian wedding dinner. And y'all, the accolades are still coming in. Big Fatty, how do we return them? But y'all, Big Fatty also over the weekend, y'all, I got a testimonium from one of the owners of the Miserable Entertainment Complex. Because, you know, Big Fatty is going to be doing the announcing at the inappropriate pool party in June. The owner says, just making this offer, would you like for us to include on the promotional poster, MC'd by, and I said, no, we do not need worlds to collide any more than they already have. And y'all, I couldn't have made it up if I were telling the Hollywood true story, Big Fatty. Monday morning, y'all, I'm out on the nipple walk, and aw, Chris, he sends me a testimonium. What you doing the weekend of July 8th through the 10th? I said, I don't know. I'll have to check my marking calendar. And he says, okay, well, let me know. And they want me to announce a new event for Big Fatty to be announcing. Y'all, it's called Johnny Days. And y'all, I have no idea what it's all about. Yeah, Big Fatty, I'm guessing it's about Johnny. Why not? Because, you know, Big Fatty, it's daddy days, not grandpappy days. Well, you know, some daddies like daddies. Big Fatty, you're absolutely making the Cheerios come right up.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Yeah, because y'all, today, Tuesday the 12th of April, y'all, it's a very important anniversarium. Y'all, I've never met these folks face to face, but y'all, there's been a threat. There's been a threat that the villa is on the bucket list. Big Fatty, what kind of bucket? Well, it's I don't know. But y'all, long time listener to the little show, just a delight. Whenever I get a chance to chit-a-chat with him, y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only Randy. Randy and the Penis Livania. Big Fatty, we love Randy and the Penis Livania and his husband, Shy Tom. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Shy Tom. It's true. So, y'all, if you see Randy in the Penis Livania or Shy Tom, wish him a happy anniversarium. Yes, Big Fatty. You know, they live in a place called Penis. It's lovely.
Happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, this Thursday evening, the 14th of April, y'all, Friday at Fatty's group, y'all, we're going to see The Price is Right live here in Charleston. Y'all, we've had the tickets. Big Fatty bought the tickets months ago. And Big Fatty, has everybody paid you back? Hell no. But anyway, the Nip did pay me back, though, and y'all, he sent it over, he calls it the Zelly on the Bank of America's, and y'all, in the subject line, what it tells, what it's for, it said, Price is Right Liver. Fanny, the Price is Right Liver? Y'all, before I forget, I'm just going to mention this. Y'all, I was reading the newspaper Monday morning, and y'all, they had a big story about Conway, South Kakalaki, where that and Brandon live. And y'all, they were talking about how business was moving into the area, and it was becoming very popular with the locals and the tourists, the downtown area. And it said, and some of the new businesses that have just opened, and y'all, there it was, right in front of me. I couldn't believe it. Y'all, it was the Carolina Cheese and Provisions. Big Fatty, we love a provision. So y'all, That's Brandon's and Alex too. He's very involved in all that. Yo, that's their new endeavor. Their wine and cheese shop, and y'all, they serve the good sandwiches and the Italian Jello and y'all, it's just lovely. Just lovely. I hadn't seen it yet, but just lovely. Y'all, let's get back to Sunday night. Y'all, we did not record the Little Fatty Cast. I think I'd given you a heads up on that. Anyway, y'all, I was sitting here and I was, y'all, did you watch The Masters, a tradition like no other? That guy that won, y'all, he got down to the end and he missed the final putt twice. So his score wasn't nearly as good as it had been if he had made it on the first one. It took him two more tries. And anyway, y'all, he got that that grasshopper jacket the Metropolis in the Neiman Complex is right over there in the Augusta area. So I'm sure that he was invited to stop by the Capri Lounge for a complimentary cocktail after the golf ball game. And then I was sitting here and I was watching the Sixterminates. And y'all, in walks young Nicholas. Young Nicholas had just gotten back from his vacation. Y'all, he went to I think he went to Kentucky. Big Fatty, the blue-ass state. No, bluegrass. Oh, never mind. So we visited for a little while. Y'all had a little something for him for his celebration of exiting the birth canal, which was on Saturday, and y'all will have to send it back. I'm going to just have to send it back. It was a little something from the nasty pig. Big Fatty. I've put in a ticket. And anyway, after he left, I watched a little bit more on the TV machine, watched some of the Sunday night sports ball. And then, y'all, I headed on to bed. Y'all, I felt lots better than I sounded yesterday is all I got to say. But anyway, y'all slept like a baby, y'all. I crawled into the chamber a little bit after 9 p.m. in the evening. And y'all, I woke up about 6:20 on Monday morning. So y'all, I had gotten over 9 hours of sleep. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I had some kind of dream, but I did not recall it. So I'm not going to have my dream analyzed or analyzed. Y'all got up, had my breakfast. Y'all, young Nicholas brought me a piece of his birthday cheesecake. He got the red velvet cheesecake, and so I had some of that for my breakfast, along with my coffee. Did the Sudoku, read the paper. That's when I read about Carolina cheese and provisions. And then, let's see, and y'all, then I was off on the morning nipple walk. Y'all, it felt good. It was a cool morning, and did the big circle and came back. And y'all, I was just peddling around here, and y'all, I had gotten a letter from my house insurance, my dwelling, the villa insurance, and it says, "Big Fatty, we have sent the bill to your mortgage company, but they have not paid it yet, and it needs to be paid by Friday, or we're canceling it." And I said, "Thank you for calling." And so, y'all, I got on the phone Monday morning. Y'all had the orange hat on, ready to go. Y'all, the mortgage company said they had never received the bill. Y'all, I am blaming this on that Louis de Nojoy. He's ruined it. He's just ruined the postal service. B, Fatty, that says something. Anyway. So I scanned my copy of it, and I e-lettered it over to him. And you know, Big Fatty, Crooked Hat could fax it on his new geeky gay telephone system. Yeah, well, whatever. anyway, so hopefully that'll be taken care of. Y'all, a couple of other things that I got in the e-letters. Y'all, Moose P this past week, he said that he got his fourth Fauci ouchie, and y'all, he was out. He was out on the couch. His arm hurt also. Anyway, I'm glad it wasn't just me and Midwest Matt. Y'all, he also told me that the Ford Motor Company stopped making the Thunderbird in 2005, Big Fatty. So y'all, I'm gonna say that's due for an update. And y'all, I got one other e-letter that I want to just mention to you before I finish telling you about the rest of the day. Y'all, that Daniel Scott Angel, you know, he's out there in the California, eh? And y'all, he sent me a picture. of the gasoline sign on Catalina Island. Oh, Big Fatty, is that where they make that French dressing? The Catalina, it is. And y'all, it's at the Pebbly Beach gas station on Catalina Island, y'all, regular gas, $8.07. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. And premium was only 20 cents more. I mean, why not get premium if it's only 20 cents more? So Daniel Scott Angel, I hope you kept your tank topped. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar coming out of you. It does. But y'all came back here to the villa after the nipple walk, and y'all had me a little bit of lunch. Watch The Price is Right. And y'all, I decided I was going to do the inner loop because I was antsy. So I did the inner loop, and the nip says, "Oh, I need to go to the Sam's Club and to the Walmart." And so I said, "Well, I'll join you going over there." And so y'all went over there. Big Fatty picked up a rotisserie chicken. You know, I can make me a garden salad with the rotisserie chicken on it. And I picked up a container of the buffalo chicken dip. You know, it's always a favorite at Friday at Fatty's. And so did that. Y'all came back home. And y'all, I was just sitting here. Y'all, I'm starting to catch up on The Good Doctor. Do you watch The Good Doctor? It's just lovely. But I was starting to watch some of that. And this happened.
Mystery Date, are you ready for?
Ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, I know. Y'all, it was my 31-year-old most regular gentleman caller. Herbert, where what you doing? I said, waiting on you to come over. He says, thank you for calling. So, y'all, he came over, and y'all, that Moose P. Posted over there on the BFO that he would like to have some details other than lovely, just lovely, of what happens when the gentleman callers come by. And Moose, I'll just tell you that he enjoys special chaya activities, but he enjoys it so much he doesn't want to take time to set up the special chair. So, y'all, there was lickety-splittity and humpity-bumpity, and y'all, it was just lovely. And Big Fatty, I think we've had enough. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all going to see Olive, as we do on Too, I Say, Tuesday. And y'all, I was alerted by old Vader that we will be recording the LFC later tonight, Monday night. So y'all, you'll probably see the LFC in your box. The last thing we need is Vader in our box. Anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard old Archer. And Archer, if you were a single man, let's just say if, what would you think?
I am up to date, Big Fatty.
Oh, you date Big Fatty? You wouldn't mind all those gentlemen callers stopping by and interrupting? No, Big Fatty?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.